Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as we continue this series, last week we looked at promises that God makes to us, promises that have been fulfilled through the life, death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven of Jesus Christ. This week we look at legacy versus legend, and what does that mean for our life, and how does that fit with our faith and the instruction that we have. So if you are following along in the notes, go ahead and pull those out, and we'll go through those. The Bible verse for this week is Philippians 3:7-8, but whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. So as we look through all this, it's kind of looking what's important, what's the priority of your life and how you live it. What does Scripture say? What does the world say? All of this goes through our minds every single day as we march out in the morning to go to work or do what we do that particular day. So looking at this, it's all about leadership. And as we lead, we see that that means we affect or impact other people's lives. So part A says doing things to grow our legend is all about us and our reputation. It means increasing our fame and fortune and our success, sometimes at the expense of others. So as we look through this, we see that if we're focused on our legend, it's kind of all about the stuff that we have. It's all about kind of what we achieve. It's kind of this inward focus. It's all about me, right? Now, as we look in the Bible, we know from past experience that's not the gist of the Bible, that it's all about me. I believe a few years back, Emmanuel went through the purpose-driven church. What are the first words of the book? It's not about you, right? So the world says it is all about me. God says it's really all about him and our opportunities to serve and help out. Living a legacy of love is all about others and their growth. So we look at how do we live our life in a way that impacts other people positively, both physically and spiritually. The best example would be our children, right? How do we live our lives so that we pass on this legacy of faith to them? How do they grow in their understanding of God's love and peace? Living a legacy means living our faith as a servant leader. So servant leader is kind of an oxymoron, right? I mean, how can you serve and lead simultaneously? It's like working vacation, right? It's just two things that really don't go well together. But that's really, if we look at the life of Jesus Christ, that's exactly what he did. He's God's son. He is definitely the leader. And yet, time after time, he's constantly serving people and meeting their needs. So again, we see this leaving a legacy as being more inward focused, right? Or inward in terms of our faith, but outward in terms of our service. So it's a constant struggle between the world's way and God's way. And again, we have this tug of war each day as we live our life, as we go through our own struggles, as we help people with their struggles and their trials. Trials, you know, from a world's perspective, are things to be avoided. And yet God has trials in our lives to help us to come to faith, to rely on him, to see him as the solution. Part two says the servant leader, these are the fundamentals. And I worked really hard to find legacy and put words in, so I hope you appreciate what I've done here. So as you might expect, L is love, right? If we can't love others, how can we serve them? So love others like Christ loves me. And again, with everything in life, as we look at it, God does something first and we respond to it, right? So God loves us. E is for encourage others to persevere through their trials. So again, part of loving is encouraging. You know, again, with children or best friends or other people, spouses, we're constantly encouraging, right? If we stop encouraging, then relationships break down. G is for guiding others spiritually who need it. So again, we go through life, we have people and friends that are fellow believers, and we have other people who don't believe. So part of leading is helping them to be led to Christ. A is acting in the best interest of others and for their benefit. So it's real easy to kind of sit back and watch, right? We want to act. We want to move to help people in their life. C is commit to building up others and staying focused. So as we do this, we don't just do it for, well, I've got a few minutes, I can do it now, I'll help you. And then in other struggles, we turn our back on them, right? We're committed to helping them grow, to make it through their trial, to persevere. That's really one of the key words for this week. Lastly, we have Y for yielding to God's authority and leading always. So again, as we lead others, we are led by the gospel, by Scripture. As we look through and see the examples, and there's so many examples of people who followed God or Jesus, depending on which book, and then as we look through it, we see lots of examples of people who didn't. And we see how things turned out for them. So as we help others and do this, again, it's all connected to our relationship with Jesus Christ. So in order to be the best servant leader that we can be, we need to have a good relationship with our Savior, who is with us constantly, both as a model to follow, but also as a source of our strength. Leaders see and live with a different vision. I would suggest that this is probably the most important thing that I got out of preparing for this session, is looking at what is our reality. Now, our reality right now is we're here together in this room, we're breathing air, we're human beings, and that's our reality now. What's our reality 100 years from now? Okay, most of us, I would suggest, probably won't be in this room. Don't know if this room will still be here in 100 years, right? Might be a different facility, might be changed, we don't know. But as we look through this, our reality is longer than today. Our reality is heaven, right? So here's how I wanted to try to explain this. This is an example that I think might do it. Who knows who owns and runs Amazon? Jeff Bezos, right? And this week I happened to read in the paper his net worth, which currently, as of this week, was $105 billion, right? So imagine 105. I can't, but if you can, that's great. So he's worth $105 billion. So imagine he's going to Chicago, right? He's got this big business meeting, and he's got all sorts of credit cards because he's a very wealthy man. So he has $30. He has three $10 bills in his wallet because he can always charge stuff. So he takes a short cab ride from where he stayed at the hotel to where his meeting is at. And the fare is $8. So he gives the cab driver $10, right? And he goes on his way. Later in the day, he wants a cup of coffee. So he goes into Starbucks or wherever billionaires go to get their coffee. And he pulls out his money, and he only has $10 in his wallet. So he's thinking to himself, either he lost $10 somewhere or he gave that cab driver $20 for the cab ride. So if you're worth $105 billion, are you going to call the police and track down that cab driver and say, I need the $10 back, I didn't mean to give you $20 for the cab ride? Or will you just say, I'm worth $105 billion, I guess I can afford $10, right? So logically, that would be the response. So we who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have eternal life in heaven with Jesus, with God the Father, with our fellow believers who have passed before us. I would suggest that is worth more than $105 billion, at least from my perspective. And yet, as we look through life, some of the things that affect us, we get blown out of proportion because we don't have that eternal perspective, right? And I'm guilty of that as anybody else. So as we look at it, if we keep where we're going and what's ahead of us in mind, it helps put things in a different perspective. So that's kind of what we're looking at here. Another way of looking at our trials would be, imagine you had this deal you could make that your entire lifetime, as you look at it, and we'll say it's 80 years, that's a good average, you can have, if you give up 1 year, 1 year you're going to suffer pain and suffering, and have all sorts of trials, but the rest of your life, you would have no suffering. You would have perfect peace. Now, how many people would take that offer? And each of us is millions. Let's see, a year. Boy, that'd be really hard. A year of pain every day, you know, kind of thing. I don't think I could do that. For the sake of time, what if it was a minute? Right? 1 minute, you would suffer intense pain and suffering. You would be really uncomfortable. But the rest of your life, you would experience nothing but peace and joy. Now, how many people would take that deal? I would think more of us, right? So as we look at our life and the struggles that we have, when we look at our lifetime, and I think I read recently the longest living person is 130 years old, approximately. And there's not a lot of people that old. So if we look at 130 years as the worst case scenario in terms of length, but if we look at eternity, right, eternity versus 130 years, relatively speaking to our lifetime, it's like a nanosecond, right? But we don't see it that way because we're in the middle of that 80 years. So we're experiencing all these different things. Living as a servant leader means seeing others in a different light, a spiritual light. I recently had a trip to California. I brought some seeds back. I plan to plant these and see what turns out. You can see there's some little tiny seeds in the bottom. There's a big open pine cone and then a small contained one. So when you look at this, you probably see a seed, right? When I look at these, I see the potential for a tree. So what happens to these seeds when they go into the ground? Do they celebrate and think, I've got the best dirt on earth around me, right? No, they start to break down, right? They start to go away. But what remains is the tree that comes out of them. And as I look around, if we're looking at each other differently, each of us is kind of a seed. We have a soul, right? We have this spiritual life that's going to bloom. So that's what I kind of mean by looking at others in a different light. Beginning with the end in mind and keeping that as our focus helps us to invest ourselves in the growth of others. So again, if our long-term focus is heaven, that helps put other things here on earth in perspective. Our mission as Christians, leave a legacy. Our mission is to make disciples and help them to mature in their faith. So again, as we look at it, as we see from Matthew 28, the Great Commission, we're to make disciples. We're to baptize and teach, and the promise is that Jesus is always with us. B says, as we grow in our understanding of Scripture and in our connection to God through prayer, our ability to be a servant leader also grows. So again, we're blessed to be a blessing to others. Now, first of all, this applies to our family, but again, to everybody else in our life, whether it's a coworker, a neighbor, somebody that we meet at the grocery store that we see is in need. We live our life in a way that positively impacts other people, both physically and also spiritually. The last Bible verse is Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever. So let's close with prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together in fellowship and in faith. Lord, we ask that you would bless and keep each of us in your care, that we would continue to grow in our understanding of you and your love for others, that we would be servant leaders who reach out in your love to other people to help them. Help them to see you, help them to see your strength as their strength, and help them to grow so that they can leave a legacy for you as well. All this we pray to the glory of Jesus' name. Amen.